Niveau avancé, dossier 1, activity 3. Are there any advantages or disadvantages in your opinion of still photography compared to, let's say, cinema?
Well, the advantages all depend on what you want to achieve. There are definitely challenges with a still form compared to, say, film. Whereas film, you're a little closer to real life. When you draw the viewer in, you're one step closer to reality because you have motion. Maybe you have color. We'll not talk about black and white for a moment to not complicate things. But you've already got the element of reality where somebody can follow a chronology of events. Of course, there is a challenge in making it dynamic, making it appealing, giving direction, angles of view so that the viewer isn't distracted by, say, the motion of the camera. I mean, there's a lot of elements to talk about here, but you don't have motion in a still photograph. That's one thing that you lack, and that's a big step away from reality. So a great challenge in still photography is to bring a dynamic element into the photograph so that the eye is entertained, is held there, is interested by what's going on, that there's some sort of innate movement to the photograph, even though it is still.
And do you think we miss anything with our human vision, which photographers see differently or simply just see?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple things about that. I mean, a joy of photography is definitely that it slows you down. If you can be drawn into an image, you can create your own scenarios for what was happening. You can create your own motion in your mind as to you have a photograph of a young girl in a field. You can, you know, imagine what the air was like on that day, what the wind felt like, what the sun was like, where she was, her surroundings. You can invent a story to go with the photograph. And as to whether or not we miss out on anything by not being able to do that, I don't know, because that's sort of how I think and why I'm drawn to photography is, and maybe it's a shame for me that I sometimes am forced to look at something and want to take a photograph of it. It's sort of a strange thing for photographers that we're drawn to want to pick things out of a scene and be selective, I guess is more the appropriate way to say it, about what in a scene is interesting, so that in fact we don't always take in a whole scene. We will carve out a small rectangular portion of it and call that the important part. And that's a pretty big decision to make, is what's important in a scene and what to take out.